We have saved the best for last. Our very last presentation will be on starting a business. Why? Well, hang on a minute. But first I want to tell you, it is definitely not for everyone. And we are going to point you in the right direction, and then we're going to stand behind you and do whatever we can to help you. But it's on you. Slide number two. The most profitable investment that anyone potentially can make is starting a business. But it's also one of the riskiest investments. You've heard the statistics. 50% of businesses fail in the first year. 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. And 100% of businesses fail in the first 25,000. These are all bizarre, ridiculous statistics, folks. The truth is no one knows the failure rate of small businesses because no one, not even the IRS, knows how many small businesses exist. There are so many that are flying under the radar where people are just doing things on their in their backyard or at the swap meet or at the farmers markets or just with their friends or online. Yeah, the IRS doesn't know. No one knows. And so you will hear people talk about the failure rate amongst businesses, but another truth is that many small business owners will fail often, 2, 3, 4 times until they succeed. It's in their blood. And one of the most bizarre relationships, if you will, we don't know if it's causal, just coincidence, correlation, is that it runs in families. If your parents or relatives were business owners, there's a real strong likelihood that you'll be a business owner. Now, it's not preordained. Many people do not. The children do not want to take over the business or start their own business. But it seems to run in families. Very, very interesting. Oh, by the way, we're not trying to say that if your parents or your relatives are not business owners that you can't be a business owner, okay? Okay. But now, slide number three. But if you are so inclined, if you have the drive, the desire, or you just, it's something you want to try, who knows? There are tremendous resources out there, folks. We're going to, as we say, get behind you and push and do whatever we can to help you. And here are some organizations that you must join. You must at least go check out what they have to offer. The SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. They don't call that anymore. They just call it SCORE. But they're great. I love them. I love going to their seminars and their presentations. They're gonna try to scare you. Boo, boo! You think how do you think you're gonna be successful? You realize how many people fail? They're gonna just sort of scare you, and then hopefully half the people will leave and they'll roll up their sleeves and say, okay, let's get started. Yeah, because as we said, it's not for everyone. Kiva is a pretty interesting organization, but it's for the United States, folks, but it's a lot of it is outside the United States, too. But this is a peer-to-peer lending organization. So people want to, they need some chickens to start an egg farm or whatever. And they'll go to the World Organization and say, would you lend me money? So if you need cash, this is one place to look. Acción San Diego, I don't think they have their local chapter anymore. I think now it's based out of L.A., but be careful, because someone stole acciónsandiego.com, and that takes you to some weird place that tries to get you to download some software, so be careful. But they I haven't been to any of their meetings in a long, long time. But here, folks, look, Southwestern College at our National City campus hosts the South San Diego and Imperial Valley Small Business Development Center. And you must go here. You must check out the presentation. Some of them are free. Some of them are very reasonable. You might even see me there. Because these people are sponsored by the federal government to help small business. Why? Because small business is the backbone of our economy. And then don't forget us. Hey, we're Southwestern College. Business 120, Introduction to Business. Business 145 is a very interesting class. It's only one unit. Get them in, get them out. It doesn't go often because of enrollment, but that's sad because it's an awesome class. There are tremendous resources available to you, dear students, so don't go it alone. And remember, every large business, every huge corporation was once a small business. So you too. It sounds like an advertisement. My apologies. But no, we want you to succeed. And as we said, the time to do it is now. When you're young, before you got the spouse and the kids and the orthodontia and the quinceañeras and all the huge responsibilities that we take on as life moves us forward. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't start later in life. The gentleman, the original Colonel Sanders, who started Kentucky Fried Chicken, started it when he was 60 years old. So think about that. Remember, dear students, this is the ultimate investment. And this is the end of Business 123, Introduction to Investments. And I'll say it other places, but I'll say it here. Thank you so very much for being in our class, for sticking it out, for never giving up. We are so proud of you. All of us at Southwestern are grateful and honored and privileged and very, very happy that you have been with us. And we wish you the best of luck and success. And remember, wonderprofessor.com, assuming I'm still kicking and probably even after I kick the bucket, will be around. So you can always come back and listen, watch, review the material. Contact me. I love to talk about this stuff. I can talk about investments a lot longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. And we want to hear how you're succeeding. And, you know, we'll listen to you if you made some bonehead maneuvers. But remember, you're going to make some mistakes. It's just part of the territory. But if you stick with the principles that we've learned here, think long term, don't get too greedy, don't panic, and the world doesn't end, we are fairly confident that you're going to be very successful. And it's a huge responsibility because then you are the resource, the investment guru for your friends and family. It's worked for me so far. Best of luck and success to you. We hope to see you again in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being in our class.